All right, we're back for another Q&A episode for the month of May. So if you ever want your questions answered on the podcast, there's going to be two ways to do that. One is to subscribe to our emails, which first of all, you get some really good content on there anyway, but you can reply to any of those emails with a question. And then Jason always picks a few questions for us to answer on the podcast for every single month. You can also look out on social media when Jason posts up a sticker and you can put your questions in there. But this actually isn't like a specific question, but we put up a question sticker on Instagram leading up to us recording this episode, and we got a bunch of questions on diet. It was a bunch of nutrition related specific questions, broad questions. So I think what we wanted to do to kind of tackle all of those from a high level is just go through, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but we can just dedicate some time here and go through kind of like what's changed throughout the years, what our nutrition journey has looked like, which I know has looked very different for Jason than it's looked for me. And maybe people can, you know, take some nuggets and takeaways from this. And if you have any specific questions, you can ask those and maybe we'll get to it in a future month. But Jay, nutrition, what have you done? Where are you at now?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, we got so many questions about diet and nutrition on the stickers tab. And it's obviously a touchy subject. It's not a touchy subject. It's obviously something that like strikes a chord with people. Like they want to know. And for me, it's hard to answer this because I just don't think that I'm like, I'll just share the way I eat, right? It's evolved over the years. It's evolved from eating, you know, there was a time in my life where I was convinced I had to get under 200 pounds. So I was eating zone religiously, like just 100% zone, looking at macronutrients. I didn't end up getting there. I think the lowest I've seen on the scale since I was like, you know, in high school was 200 pounds. I have never seen under 200 pounds since I think I was 15. So, anyways,
what are you now?
As of yesterday, I was 214.
Okay.
214. And, you know, I think that obviously I think I'm an easier gainer and I'm a harder loser. But I think that my optimized weight, like if I was looking at like from a CrossFit perspective, would be somewhere around like 205, 208. I'd also say the same thing now for jiu-jitsu and whatnot, probably like that 208, 210 range. But in regards to nutrition, you know, I think that everybody needs to find what works for them and acknowledge like, hey, this works for me and my lifestyle. And I have tested other things and this is the way I choose to eat now. It's hard to make judgments against other people if you've never tried those particular things. And one of the things that I've tried to get better about over the years is to never judge anybody for anything, especially if I've never experienced it myself. So I tried zone, I tried full paleo, I tried full carnivore. I haven't tried vegetarian and I haven't tried vegan. So I shouldn't say everything, but I've tried everything but those two. And ultimately where I'm at now is that the way my body feels the best is generally our fasting or eating less food up until 3 p.m. So I'm not like hardcore fasting, but I'm just eating not a lot of food up until 3. And the reason for that primarily is because I like to work out. I like to train and I don't like to train on a full stomach. And so, you know, I'll get after it in the morning. I'll do things midday, especially jiu-jitsu. And I don't want to be like on a full stomach. And so normally I'll get most of my calories in between the hours of 3:30 PM and I'd say 7:30 PM. And those calories are probably less concise than people would assume. Like I'm not going to go and buy broccoli, brown rice and chicken. I'm not very structured. It's what I find and what's available. But the calories come in during that time. I'd say my dinner is mainly macro balanced, like some type of protein, some type of fat, type of carbohydrate, but the other meals are not as structured. And so that's where I'm at right now. I hydrate really well. I eat between the windows of 3:30 and 7:30. That being said, sometimes I'll have little snacks before jiu-jitsu, before training in the garage or in the gym earlier in the day. And I just don't put that much like overly focus on it. And I think the reason why I get away with that is because I train so hard and I've trained so often for so many years, I don't have to worry about it as much. But the feedback I give anybody asking a question about diet for me is like, do you look the way you want to look? Do you feel the way you want to feel? I feel the way I want to feel. I probably look close to the way I want to look. But if I wanted to lean out, I would probably avoid a little bit more of like later night carbohydrates. Like sometimes I'll have cereal at night because I love cereal. I'd probably avoid a little bit of that. And I'd probably be more aware of like the sugar intake I'm having. But aside from that, I'm pretty happy with everything. So that's why I stick to the plan.
Yeah, man. Nutrition questions are tough because, you know, whenever you hear someone like a Jason Kalipa share what they're doing, immediately your mind goes to like, well, I mean, I should fast and maybe I should do cereal at night and maybe I should do these things.
Right.
Because again, like it's very easy to have this association of like, I mean, I want to look like that. I want to perform like that. And I think people miss the fact that like this has been years of training, years of like discipline, and your activity level is something that like people wouldn't even be able to match if they wanted to, because that's been built over years of like being able to handle that volume. You know, if someone started training the way you're training now, even though you're quote unquote not training for the games or anything, it's just like not a sustainable activity level for most people because they haven't built through the years to get there. So it's always tough to answer nutrition questions because it's so individual that I almost recommend people like don't, you know, like listen to who their like favorite athlete or influencer is doing and try and internalize that and make it their own, because it's all going to be super individual. That being said, people always ask the question. I do think it's beneficial to hear what someone like Jason is doing, but just it's important to reiterate that that doesn't mean that that's going to work for anyone else. Anyway. I've gone through, dude, I've done it all. Like you say you've done it all. I've like done it all. Like
we're going to arm wrestle over who's done it. Who's done it all. I think you've done you when it comes to nutrition, you've probably done more because you track all your stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah. So I've gone back and forth in tracking, but now I've done it like pretty consistently for, I started doing it like very, very religiously when we found out Shay was going to be born. So, I mean, it's been coming up on 2 years. And again, that doesn't mean that every single thing that I eat goes on a scale before. Really what that means is that like, I have such a good idea because I've done it so long now that like, I just know what I should be eating. And I also eat a lot of the same things, except for dinner. Like I'm pretty regimented. So it's more of making sure that I'm getting enough protein. It's also more of like making sure that I'm eating enough without like completely overdoing it. Or if I do have like a special event, we're going out for dinner, we're getting family together, and I do snack a lot, like I know what that number looks like, so that I can kind of like just make sure I get back on track the next days. It's really that, like, it's not as meticulous and as regimented as it sounds. It's just for me, a really good tool to stay consistent overall while having the flexibility to go out to eat, to enjoy the things that I like eating, because I can do it within these constraints. It kind of reminds me of the Saban podcast we had. Like I have these rules, but like inside of those rules, I can do whatever the heck I want. And that doesn't mean that I don't try and prioritize high quality foods or get veggies with my meals. I do those things because I know those things are important, but nothing is out of bounds for me. And I really enjoy that because I have a sweet tooth, because I like snacking, because, you know, we have a kid now and like, he'll have something and then like not want the rest. And I'm not going to throw it out. I'm just going to eat it. But I know how all that fits in to like where I need to be. Whereas I think that for a lot of people, especially like, you know, once people become parents, it becomes really easy for a slippery slope of like, hey, you know, I mostly eat 80-20 to really become like 50-50, 60-40. And the next thing you know, things have kind of gone in the wrong direction for long enough. So I've tried it all, but now
what's your macronutrient balance? What's your macronutrient percentage?
So right now I have anywhere from like 2,800 to 3,000 calories a day and like 190 grams of protein, and I don't care about anything else. So the important, I don't care about like how much fat or carbohydrates I'm having. That's just going to be based off of like what I'm craving that day. What I want to make sure that I'm doing is I'm not like completely blowing the lid off of the calories, and I'm getting enough protein. Those are the things that matter. And I still track most of the foods I have. And again, like most of the foods, I mean, like I'll track the things that I can easily track, because I used to do this and really stress out if like we went out to eat or if my mom made something, invited us over, because I was like, I don't know what's on that plate.
Yeah.
Like, how could I possibly
did you use olive oil? Like, did that, you use butter? Did you use what did you put? Yeah, right? All that.
Exactly. Like that, I don't care about anymore. All I care about is like, okay, I track this much. This is kind of how much I have left. That's within the ballpark of how much I'm going to eat here. And obviously it's going to be off, but I'm within these like constraints, which just helps me stay consistent. So I've gone as much as eating 4,000 calories on a bulk. I've gone as low as eating for an extended period of time, 1,900 calories on like a really strict cut. And the thing that I've learned about doing those things, by the way, is that you don't need to go to those extremes. And I think it's actually does more harm than good to do it. Because when you're like at a very steep surplus, you're going to gain more fat than muscle. And when you're at a very strict deficit, you're going to lose muscle faster than you lose fat. So the thing that I've learned in doing these like periodic bulk and cuts, and I think that now I'm at a point where I'm doing it, I think, in the most efficient way possible, which by efficient, I mean, it actually takes a really long time to do, but I'm doing it in a way where I don't gain too much fat. And then I don't have to do these like really aggressive cuts. I probably am at like 3,200 calories to gain weight. And then I'm probably no lower than like 2,500 calories to lose weight. So it's a much smaller difference. Whereas when I first started doing this and I knew nothing, I was like, oh, eat as much as you can to gain. I was like 4,000 calories, so many carbs. And dude, I gained weight, but it was like probably more weight that I didn't want to gain than I did. And then to cut back, I had to be really aggressive, which A, isn't fun, isn't sustainable, and probably isn't too good for you. So I found a sweet spot now where, you know, if I'm in a period where I'm going to train really hard and want to put on some muscle, I probably bump that number up to, like I said, 3,100, 3,200. And if I'm like, hey, I'm trying to really lean out, I won't go any lower than 2,500. And I won't lose weight like super fast, but I definitely lose weight at that amount of food.
Dude, I think the craziest part about it is if you ask me right now how many calories I eat a day, how many grams of protein, I could not tell you. And the reason why I think that's it's good to share here is that if you're listening to us talk, we are on two different scales in terms of accuracy in what we're eating. I think you as an individual listening need to say to yourself, like, am I happy with my performance and my physique? And if not, you should test, get in the laboratory. Like, your body it's a lab. Like, try different things, see what works for you. Try a diet for a month, try a nutrition for a month, try this for a month, and see what reacts and see how your body feels, right? And then adjust your training volume accordingly. But like, if you're unhappy with the way you feel or the way you look, you have an obligation to make adjustments there and find what works for you. And I have found what works for me. Gabe is obviously found what works for him, but it's because we've experimented with so many other things. We wouldn't have gotten where we're at today. And I've been training for a long time, and so is he, if we hadn't have tried all these other things. And so that would be my recommendation for you. Pick something, try it for a month or two. Also look at allergies, right? Like, I have an allergy to dairy. I have an allergy to eggs. Those things make me feel like shit. So I've avoided them, but I found out about that because one, I took allergy tests, but two, I removed things from my diet and then I added them back in and I started evaluating how I feel. So those are just little things you could do that are practical. You got to put in the effort and you have to do it for a certain amount of time to really see how your body starts reacting and find what works for your lifestyle and your training volume.
I will say that anybody that wants to improve their nutrition, doesn't see things moving in the right direction, should 100% track their food for at least a week. And the reason I say that is because I think one of the biggest mistakes people are making is not realizing how much a serving size is for the foods that they think they're like, oh, like I'm having just a serving of like almond butter, peanut butter are like major culprits for this, or trail mix. I think that I'm not even going to say a week. If you measure everything you eat and take the time to do that for 3 days, I think you will learn so much that you can then make small tweaks. You don't have to count for 2 years like I do, but if you just do that for 3 days, I think just learning a little bit about serving sizes and how some foods make you feel still very hungry and are super calorie dense, and other foods make you feel super full and are not calorie dense. And that can kind of help you like, ooh, I should probably eat more of those because they fill me up and they're not a bunch of calories versus these over here. I think that that's one of the most beneficial people things can do. A beneficial thing people can do. But yeah, I love the nutrition part.
that glucose monitor. Remember, I wore that for 40 days. That was another thing. Like, just, hey, look at the data, make decisions, and like you said, track it.
That's it. That's it, right? Till next week.
Till next week.